Listen then to the lessons from God's Word for this fourth Sunday of Easter. We're looking again at the New Testament book of the Acts of the Apostles. Today in chapter 13, we have the account of the apostles focusing or calling the people's attention to focus their attention on the focus of the Scriptures, that is Jesus. We're told, after reading the Law and the Prophets, the leaders of the synagogue sent a message to them saying, "Gentlemen, brothers, if you have a word of encouragement for the people, say it." Then Paul stood up, motioned with his hands, and said, "Gentlemen, brothers, sons of Abraham's family, and those among you who fear God, this message of salvation has been sent to you." The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize him, and by condemning them, they fulfilled the statements of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they carried out everything that was written about him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These same individuals are now his witnesses to the people. We are preaching to you the good news about the promise that was made to our fathers. God has fulfilled this promise for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is also written in the second Psalm, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." Second lesson is taken from the book of Revelation. We had a lesson from the last book of the New Testament, the last book of the Bible over the last couple of Sundays. And today we have the outcome of Jesus' resurrection from the dead as John sees it there in heaven. Revelation chapter 7, starting at verse 9. John records, "After these things I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing in front of the throne and of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and with palm branches in their hands. They called out with a loud voice and said, 'Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb.' All the angels stood around the throne, the elders and the four living creatures. They fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen.' One of the elders spoke to me and said, 'These people dressed in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?' And I answered him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones who are coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Because of this, they are in front of the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. They will never be hungry or thirsty ever again. The sun will not beat upon them, nor will any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.'" And then the gospel for today, taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Today we read at verse 22. This also serves as the sermon text for this morning's sermon. We're told, "Then the festival of dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple area in Solomon's colonnade. So the Jews gathered around Jesus asking, 'How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.' Jesus answered them, 'I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I am doing in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. As I told you, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. These are the words of God.
Thanks be to God.
There we go. All right. Got to get used to that. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn. It's 551. 551.